News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
I'm joined now by Finance Minister Michael McGrath, Fianna Fáil TD for Cork South Central. Dunica O'Leary as well, of course, you're both TDs for Cork South Central. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome. I'm going to come to you first of all, Minister, if I might. Fianna Fáil underestimated by the polls. You had a good day out.
Good morning, Ciara. Yeah, we did. And, you know, we have always been sceptical of opinion polls, particularly online polls. And I think that has been borne out by the results here. And overall, we are pleased because against the backdrop of predictions that we were going to be perhaps the third largest party by some distance in local government, we have managed to get a result that is ahead of what we got in the general election. We're up at 23%. So overall, it is a good performance in the context of everything that the government has had to grapple with over the last 4 years. We're not getting carried away for a moment. I think Shane is absolutely right. The idea that the local elections are a predictor of the general election is just not borne out by the evidence. It didn't happen in the 2019 local elections. They didn't end up being a predictor of the 2020 general election. The same could be true now. But look, it is a boost for the party that we are going to get a good overall result in the local elections. And I believe we will do well in the European elections as well. And like all the other parties, we will take stock. We will review the outcome of the elections, what we did well, where we think we could do better, where the strategy can be improved. And I think the result is a reflection of the work on the ground by hundreds of candidates all over Ireland, many outgoing councillors. And I think it is about their roots in their own community. It's about that hard work. That's what local elections are primarily
about. I want to bring in Dunica O'Leary as well. Dunica, Sinn Féin underestimated as well, but underestimated in terms of the size of the slump.
Well, look, I mean, I think we would have certainly hoped for a better day. There's no point in disputing that. Now, having said that, I mean, you know, you listen to some of the coverage and you would imagine that Sinn Féin had lost seats left, right and centre. The reality is that we're likely to gain about 40 seats, many of them in areas that we haven't had representation before. And that will be important to the local areas there in terms of building our organisation and building support. It's very evident, look, I mean, if you look over the course of the last three or four local elections, it is more difficult to make gains at local election levels. I think incumbency is important and it can be difficult for first-time candidates to make a breakthrough.
You're still doing about half of what you were probably predicted to get, though. I mean, by no means can you say this was good for Sinn Féin. Mary Lou MacDonald's position, is it in question now?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I think you will see in the general election, I think that Mary Lou MacDonald will be outlining a very positive vision for the future of Ireland in terms of housing, in terms of health and in terms of a variety of different policies.
Okay.
And like, I mean, I think, you know, the point has been well made that local elections aren't a predictor of general elections, and I would agree with that. But I think in a lot of areas, we've made very important breakthroughs. We have some very capable councillors. We would have liked to do better. I'm not disputing
what I thought
that
was
by
very
any
interesting
means.
Is,
but
is,
the predictions that were made, Ciara, as well, were not predictions that were made by Sinn Féin.
No, and I do accept that. But I thought was very interesting. Sinn Féin has banged the housing drum forever. That has been your main kind of party policy, that you will fix the housing crisis, and that's where the government has really sort of messed up. Yet, from what I've seen from the exit polls that did exist, renters, young people, people who live at home with their parents, all of those demographics, they voted Fine Gael ahead of Sinn Féin. What's that about?
I'm not aware of any exit polls. I don't think there was any exit polls conducted.
There were exit polls conducted. Over 2,500 people were polled by the Sunday Independent.
I think some of those were kind of after the fact, after they had voted, which aren't really as reliable.
But they did drill into the age demographics and whether or not people were renters and where they lived. And those people in that poll were not Sinn Féin voters. They were Fine Gael voters in much bigger numbers. Can you explain that to me?
I'm not inclined to, because I don't think that's a reliable kind of poll. And we've already had a discussion about whether, like, exit polls themselves, actual exit polls, are some of the most reliable polls. But that's not an exit poll. I think we have a very positive message in terms of, and I would be expecting that we will do very well with renters and people in difficulty with very large rents, and people who are struggling with the housing crisis, people who are waiting on housing lists in the next general election. But it, I would say, like, I mean, it is it does appear that those who were inclined not to vote for government parties, those who were inclined to vote against the government, largely voted for independent candidates. And at a local level, I think you can understand that. Whereas at a national level, I think people do know that independents very often vote with the government. And I think that will be different in the next general
election. Minister Michael McGrath back in. Minister, the timing of the next general election, is that all up in the air now because of this? Is this a time for you to capitalise perhaps on what may be the wind at the back of government parties?
I don't believe so, Ciara. I don't think anybody should be getting carried away with these results. I think the results are good for the government parties, for sure. Not necessarily a predictor, as I said, of what will happen in a general election, but we have a budget to prepare. And not only should we prepare and announce that budget, but I believe we should enact and legislate for that budget, and we should implement it, because were we not to do so, and if we were to have a general election in, let's say, the last quarter of this year without having enacted a budget, it could take many weeks, it could take many months before you would have a new government formed.
True,
and then
but
a budget
lots of people, Minister, who would be observers of political behaviour would say that perhaps what you do is a giveaway budget and then an election very shortly afterwards.
Without legislating for the budget, I don't think that would be a responsible approach. As Minister for Finance, I know the value of stability when it comes to our economy, and I think we need to have a budget that has been enacted in law before we go to the country so that it can be implemented.
So,
otherwise, you run the risk of going into...
So do you favour the election now being still in 2025?
I do, yeah. I think that government should serve their full term. I think there's a value in that, particularly in the world in which we live, where there's so much instability and uncertainty. I think when you take on a job, you should complete the job. And I think we should go to the country in the first quarter of next year. My focus now, along with Minister Donoghue in particular, is on the summer economic statement and then the budget in the autumn as normal. And even already, I am approving measures for inclusion in the finance bill in the autumn.
Right.
And I want that bill to be enacted, because I think it's important to give us economic stability at a time in which it is really valued.
Donica, one of the issues that people keep texting the show about, and indeed there was much conversation about it over the weekend, was Sinn Féin's position on migration, that migration is where you fell down in terms of your core vote, that you are not as hardline as Sinn Féin supporters are. The party is not as hardline as Sinn Féin supporters are on migration, and other candidates in working class areas stole your clothes, as it were.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, like in my experience, you know, and in my view, what Sinn Féin has been saying in terms of migration is very close to where most Irish people are. Most Irish people recognise that where people are genuinely fleeing conflict and oppression, that it is important to offer them protection. But they also want to see the system enforced. They also want to see the rules applied. And that's why we want a system that is
voters,
fair, efficient,
of all
enforced.
Party voters out
and
there, Sinn Féin voters would appear to be the most hard line on migration. And the party, the word flip-flop has been used many times, that you were much more liberal than you maybe even currently are on migration, but still too liberal for your own voters.
I'm going to finish my point. What I was going to say was that in my experience, when you had the conversation with people, I think an awful lot of people understood the Sinn Féin position and were very sympathetic with it. Unfortunately, it does appear that not enough people are aware of our position and not enough people understand it and have heard it articulated.
But is that the fault of people, or the fault of the fact that your position has moved?
No, I think that's the fact that whether we have actually adequately articulated it in my experience, and I don't believe we have moved. I think if you look at what we said in the 2020 manifesto, I think it is precisely the same as what we have been saying, and that's a system that's fair, efficient and enforced, that you have common sense, but that you have common decency as well. And I think that's where most people are. And I think this casting it as hard line, I think, is extremely simplistic. Like, I mean, this isn't a binary. Like, I mean, the debate around migration is 100 different individual questions and 100 different individual decisions. And I think it is quite sophisticated and complicated. I think the Irish electorate is quite sophisticated. In my experience, when I spoke to people at the doors and when I explained our position, even people who had significant reservations, 9 times out of 10, you were able to convince them that we had a good position on migration that they were sympathetic with. And most of those people that I would have spoken to, I believe, went and voted Sinn Féin. Did enough people hear that? Did we have that conversation with enough people? I'm not sure that we had. But in my view,
did you fail to get the party machine out there on the ground?
In my view, what Sinn Féin is saying in terms of migration is very close to where most of the Irish people are, because I don't think that they are.
A lot of people say it's very close to where the government is.
They want to see. A lot of people are, I think, believe in common sense, but they believe in common decency as well. In terms of the party organisation, like, I mean, as I made the point, you know, like in large parts of the country, we haven't had representation for a long time. It is a challenge to try and build the organisation in those areas when you're fighting against incumbents. But we have made important breakthroughs. We've made about 40 gains, it looks like. It looks like we're well on course to take a seat in the European Parliament. And I would make the point as well, Ciara, like, I mean, the government have lost about 100 seats. It appears that primarily it is independents that are gaining from that. And I think there are good independents as well as independents. I would be less sympathetic
to,
but I think that will be quite different in a general
election. We will have
election.
To leave it there, but I do appreciate it, both of you coming on to speak to me. That is Michael McGrath there, Fianna Fáil TD for Cork South Central, and of course Minister for Finance, and Donnacha O'Leary also TD for Cork South Central for Sinn Féin.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.